I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Check, check, check. Why the hell did that move? Check, check. Turd handles. Handles on turds so that you can handle the turds.
Hip doodly ray.
El chalupas.
We're going to talk Mexican today.
Uh-huh. As
not
per
Spanish,
usual.
Spanish, Mexican.
Started from the south. Now we're here. from the south. This isn't quite Canada.
We got it. That needs to be. This isn't quite Canada.
It could be a Canadian folk song. Sounds like it started from the bottom, but it's not quite Canada. I feel like that would be pretty ironic and maybe racist if the goal in life was to turn from a Mexican into like a French Canadian at some point.
I don't think that's necessarily bad. I think it's more of, goals.
It speaks a lot to the character of those who, you know, make it through both borders. They burst through it like a couple of paper barriers at a basketball game. It's like, dun, dun,
it's like
hey,
did anybody see me?
Mexicans!
Hey!
And then, you know, but like, just the same way that I think Manifest Destiny kind of weeded out the badasses on the West Coast, like all the partiers just kept going. They're like, no, man. I mean, you sleep, but I'm going to keep going. And now they're on the West Coast. Same way. Like, you'd have the coolest Mexicans would be the ones up north.
Oh, wow. You're right. Because they reach, like, double border level status.
they persevered. I would have to create an all new kind of Mexican. Because there's the sleeping Mexican. There's the jumping Mexican. And then we'd have to break off a whole new flag. Get a whole new stripe. To represent the cold resistant Mexican.
No, God. Yeah, Jason's like, I'd have to create a whole new level of racism for them.
Yeah, a whole new kind of way to trim large mustaches.
Oh, that's true.
Look, can that just be a positive?
They could have Mexican. Do Mexicans have beards? I see a lot of like Arab know. People, they have beards, but I don't see too many Mexicans.
Maybe
with
they
beards.
Just grow a mustache. Huh. Could be. Either way, though, impressive.
We hadn't thought of that.
I'm just going to tell you, like, that's a good stereotype. No one really talks about that.
Yeah, like, even that little Mexican mouse, I think, didn't he have a little fancy mustache?
A big fancy mustache, you must mean, hopefully.
as big as he was.
Because, like, you know, they say black guys have big shirts. So, Mexicans probably, you know, big mustaches.
Sure.
It implies a big upper lip, I think, too, though. Is that a problem? Is that something, like, that people don't like have? Because then you got, like, extra teeth, maybe?
Like the episode where Cleveland, they shaved off Cleveland's mustache, and that was his filter, and his voice was actually very high.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I'm confident that's based in science and facts. Free-based.
Okay, so you know how black people's hair is, like, different? It's, like, tighter, and they have to have, like, jerry curl and stuff like that. I wonder if their mustache hair is the same or also different.
Oh.
All these things to ponder.
Yeah, what is it?
You know what? We're going to worry for you about things that don't matter to us.
Yeah. I guess you and I need to know more black people is what that...
Oh, I know.
I have my
black friend... Angela, out in Washington, and that's who I used to...
Your blend.
It was a safe place for me to ask all of my terrible questions and ignorant questions.
Yeah, she's your conduit to all things black, and then like...
She is, she'd be like, you can't say that. Or she'd be like, yes, that is true.
Sometimes you'll go a little bit extra, you'll open the diet racism can,
I opened a lot of those cans,
and you'll be like, so, could you talk to Kanye and tell him to settle down? It's like, we don't all know each other. That's my black voice. That's my black woman voice.
Like, all black basketball players are not named Kevin Durant, you know? Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. No, I know.
Not Kobe Bryant. Okay.
All right.
Like, what's up, Kobe? Be like, my name is Daryl, not Darrell. Daryl. Wow. Mm. Wow. Well, if there's racism to be had, we'll find it.
We're going to turn over every stone.
Mm-hmm.
Every racist stone. And then throw it.
Forest.
Cast each racist stone that we overturn.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, and then possibly catch fish with the stone. I guess having cast them into the ocean or something.
They can't swim.
The fish? they're bad at being fish. I don't know how they made it this far. I don't know how. How could a fish make it to being a fish if it couldn't swim? Like, what if you met a fish that couldn't swim and it was like a good size?
It was just born that way.
It was just drowning. It was just like you just met a big fish drowning, and it's just like, wait, how did you get here? It's like, I don't know. It could have been like maybe there was some weird, like, there was some, you know, Freaky Friday or vice versa situation where a cat was staring at a fish deeply into each other's eyes, trying to like, you know, understand each other.
Oh,
and then
somehow
there was a flash of lightning, a spark of inspiration, a change in the air.
In the water.
And the water also. True. Very true. And the yeta. And then all of a sudden the cat is in the fish's body drowning, and then the fish is just walking around like, this is pretty good. you see a
He's
cat.
He's like, I'm going to go eat some tuna.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What a sick bastard that
he
fish
was
turned
always
out to
like
be.
That, though.
It's like the Hitler of fish. Yeah, like all the other fish are like, no, don't.
I want to eat my own.
So, yeah, but then, so there's a cannibalistic, well, it's not really cannibalistic in the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't start out that way, maybe.
Is a transgender male gay if he goes out with a woman? See, I don't know. I don't think so. So maybe
that's what I don't know. That's what everyone's trying to figure that thing out about Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
men
or women.
It's actually supplanted most of the homework in schools right now. Is there a lot of
the new age brain teaser
has been reappropriated to mainly devise what exactly is going on
because
with,
grown-ass
with
adults
Bruce
can't
Jenner's
figure it
situation.
Out, so we're gonna give it to kids to try to figure it out.
Oh well, what good are they? What are they doing? What's so good that they're doing? Huh? Here, it's do true. This.
After fifth grade, it's really just hearsay.
Have a salad of lattice. Have a math lattice salad. Enjoy these lattice structures, children. I'm gonna go drink in the break room because I'm a teacher. I'm teaching you.
We're all learning so much.
Yeah, well, the internet would do a better job of teaching kids these days. It's just the same thing with the school books in the South and the fact that they have they distribute all of the knowledge through all of the country via gigantic books that suck and are dumb. I mean, I understand I have a bias against books.
For basic knowledge, and teachers have to.
No, it's terrible. The books are, it's literally a racket. I don't know how deep into this you are, but because the school corporations in the South are so large, the South has sort of naturally become the place where school books get made.
Oh, and so more southier.
Well, we know that the knowledge and the truth and facts are there's a safe haven, half off Satan sale in the South of books where it takes forever for books to get updated, and no one likes information or facts. And then you've got, like, the transient Mexicans just passing through and imparting their knowledge. On their way to becoming northern settlers of...
Canadian Mexicans.
Of the Canadian Mexican Ozarks.
Yeah, why don't we have that? Like, people are like, I'm Canadian American or Mexican American. Well, we want to have some Mexican Canadians.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be doing that soon.
That's
it's
what
like,
we're pushing for.
America so. is the new old.com.
I know. Mexicans get here and they're like, we made it. And then I'm like, this place sucks.
It's not cool anymore. Mexicans are .org and .co and like .me and stuff. And now it's like, this is much cooler.
No, they're like .enchilada.
That is so insensitive and inefficient, too. It would be .en, okay? Let's just get it straight. If you know anything about computer science, you'd understand that.
Instead of .com, it could be .taco.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
That's so funny.
.taco. So anyway, Texas Books in the school south.
Texas Books.
Are, they're a problem because it takes a while to make a book. And then you have to buy the book. And then if it takes less time to make the book, then you have to buy more books. So there's no... Books are always bad, is my point.
Yeah.
Especially when they have facts in them. They're the worst.
Well, even just nutrition. Nutrition changes, like, every hour.
So. Yeah, so imagine how like, in this... And Texas, in the South, they're actively trying to, like, Germany, create a revisionist history where everything, like, where they, you know, they kind of make it look like the South won. You know, things like that, where they're just like, yeah, you know,
I mean, maybe
slavery's
really
not illegal, but, you know, Abraham Lincoln was still a total fag, and we should just, like, own people sometimes, you know, because we're bigots. That's what I think.
Is it really so bad?
I was just reading from one of the books here,
you have some books.
the chapter on life drawing, so it's pretty specific to racism also, still. Yeah, I ordered... A lot of Texas books, school corporation. I have a large stack of three books.
Well, each book is very big and varying sizes.
That's my point. They're thicker than they are wide. Whatever that means. But yeah, so it's stupid that Texas and the South creates all the books, and we should just have everything on tablets by now. And I think I was comparing that to something.
Yeah, because we don't need to kill all the trees anyway for outdated information.
It's true, but it makes a lot of money, and that's why this shit's still here.
Well, yeah, because it's so freaking expensive to buy textbooks.
Yeah, and then like I said, if you make it so that you have to get the new edition every year, then you have to buy a whole other $100 book every year, and then you just got stacks of gigantic books with probably outdated information because they're not really so focused on the information as they are on the selling of it at this point, if you can imagine. So that's fun. Just like everything else, it's a pattern. You see it here, you see it there, you see it everywhere.
We sound like Dr. Seuss this morning.
Whoops. where are all the money and corrupt politics going, kids? I don't think that's how he talks, but it is now. Look in the trees and taped to your knees and strapped to some bees and oh pretty please, all the money is in the interesting things. It's in a box with a fox on some eggs with some legs, stretching them after having gone to the gym.
I'm entertained.
Yeah, well, I just need to get some illustrations to go with these words.
JC make books.
I'd like the illustrations to be also ironic. just as free formed, you know, like not planned out.
Yeah.
The whole book that literally took, like, it took longer to execute than it did to think up. Mm-hmm. But that's like kind of most children's books.
Yeah.
No, the children's book that took the same amount of time to execute as it took to think up. Yes, there's the hook.
Mm-hmm.
There's the hook with the book. In an alley with some gators and the doing things with drugs. See, that's going to be a really terrible illustration and page. It's just going to...
Like the one book, Go the Fuck to Sleep?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
The words in my book will become so strung together and dense that they will actually become a cluster, a fight cloud of thought. And that will turn the page black.
Fight Cloud. Totally different movie.
And that will be a Fight Cloud. Yeah, exactly. The first rule of Fight Cloud. Yeah, you don't talk about Fight Cloud. You don't fart around about Fight Cloud. Because this isn't Fart Cloud. This is Fight Cloud.
Why are things so funny when you just barely change it? It sounds so similar.
Because English. I think Shakespeare knew a thing or two. I think that's why Assassin has two butts in it. Because if you're about to be murdered, you're like, butt. And then someone kills you.
Oh.
Butt-ump.
That's like why Anthony ordered some weight gainer so he can start going to the gym, working out, and getting super ripped. Yeah. He usually orders stuff like called Serious Mass and stuff like that. Anyway, he ordered like a all-natural, like non-GMO one because I always get on him about all the crap he puts in his body. Just because you don't get fat doesn't mean your insides don't look terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
And so I
look
was
at models.
I know.
They look so beautiful on the outside, but inside it's just... It's like a
cigarette tar and carrots.
Like an old forest or something. Just with knotty
Not
pines.
A new one. An old one.
Well, yeah. Just, you know, bare and unpleasant.
Well, Anthony ended up ordering. It's called Naked Mass. And Wyatt walks by and looks over and goes, at first, that's not what I thought it said.
Yeah.
I was like, I've done that twice. Naked ass.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought making grass.
Making grass.
Making grass. Making grass. I just saw a, speaking of which, a commercial for grass seed yesterday, and I quoted about it. That made me think about King of the Hill.
Oh.
That's all it did. It didn't make me think about buying grass seed or cultivating a lawn.
I don't think you're the target audience, though, because, again, we talked about... Yeah.
Because I don't have a lawn. You think I don't tend to any grass? I don't claim any grass as dependence on my taxes?
We know you tend to grass very, very frequently.
No. On my tax form for my entire life, even when I was 3 years old, I never checked grass dependence. Nothing about that.
I have all of them.
Do you have any lawns, any golf courses, any stretches of land, tracts of land?
Ever since you were
to
three.
Claim that are dependent on you to mow them.
You do mow a lot of grass, though, don't you?
The more you mow, no, I don't. I barely. No. Well, I mean, the season just started again.
Oh, that's true.
But Dad replaced most of the lawn with stones and statuettes and things.
That's smart. Zero scale.
Globes. No, what I would do is I would do the rock garden or like the Zen.
Zero scale. Sand it's garden like what or they something. Do in like Arizona and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just like low maintenance. Make sure you can control water runoff, and you don't have to mow that thing. You just go like put lizards on it and stuff, and they look right at home.
You lizards can have are so cute too.
Instead of lawn gnomes, you have desert lizards, or barren lizards, and they have monocles because you spell barren wrong.
It happens every time. It's a silly mistake.
I would actually, I would just like to now have some barren lizards on just in my house now. Like, you know, like gargoyles.
Isn't there already
a
lizard out there that has like a monocle?
They could just be stone lizard statues, but with real monocles installed on them. Barren lizards.
That's so good, yeah.
And now it's a band, too. Okay.
I feel like
we're getting somewhere with this.
We are! Barren lizards! Yeah!
No, that was a trick that a friend told me in when I was working at Nintendo was that how you test to see if it's a good band name is that you just do that with it. Like, so just like...
Oh, yeah.
Say, what are the first two words that you can think of? Like, just, we'll give you some time here. Give it a shot. Just look at two things that are next to you and then name them.
Sloth speaker.
We are! See, I think it works.
Sloth speaker. I like the other one. Barren lizard.
Well, barren lizard. Sloth speaker opens for barren lizards.
Oh, yeah. That's the natural flow of things.
Obviously.
Jinx padlock.
But no, they both formed in the Ozarks of Canadian Mexico. We're just going to give Canada and Mexico the West Coast, and that's going to connect into Camerico.
That's such a good idea.
So we got Camerico.
It's already so blended anyway. It's so liberal.
Obviously, the official car of Camerico is is the Pinto.
It's a little bean.
Yeah.
Of a car.
Bean there, driven that.
I need to compose myself. I can't laugh at all the jokes.
Yeah, stop it. You gotta save some for the audience. There's not gonna be any room. It's gonna be like one of those. No, this podcast is like the show where you can't get up to the front to even see anything. So because there's too many of like a bunch of
and you get frustrated.
Like if a band hires a bunch of extra band members, but they're exclusively like 200 extra guys who are technically in the band, but they all just wear the band's shirts and then go to the show and crowd the stage so that everybody else has to stand behind them. And that's how they enjoy the show.
But doesn't it feel like that happens? It feels like everyone gets there monumentally earlier than you.
Yeah,
you
but are they hired? Are they hired like Trump supporters to be there specifically and strategically?
Yep, no blacks.
Have they forgotten to register their children to vote like Trump?
That's so funny.
You know what's less funny?
Well, like you said, they're just going to get bought anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Is that in contrast to that, because of that, and I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump made an announcement, but I can almost guarantee you that just, you know, to stick it to the world karmically, he's going to buy an extra bunch of votes. Because literally, like, think about it. Trump, like, even I could be like, hey, buddy, I'll give you, like, a friend of mine, I'll give you $100 if you vote for Sanders. And they'd be like, okay, I don't give a shit. So even I could buy a vote. So
Trump
can buy votes.
Yeah.
You just find a guy, you find people, you're like, hey, here's $1,000. Go into this booth and just smash your face into the wall, and that is how you vote for me, because I will have built the walls, and the walls will have facial recognition software, so just jam your face, slam it against the wall until blood comes out of it, and that is how I will know.
Well, and I think some people should be like, yeah, sure, I'll totally do it and take the money, but still vote Sanders.
and then we all know who voted Trump, because they're people with the bloodied, caved in faces.
Yeah, we spot you.
And it says I voted on their lapel. But, yeah, so it's easy to buy votes. It's so easy.
Like, this is so easy?
It's so easy. It's so easy. And then, like, Trump doesn't even have to spend money. He could just be, here's a bunch of vouchers to one of my stupid places. And then just, like, it's a couple of coupons to, like, Trump strip club.
Oh, that's a natural transgression.
Yep.
That's the right word, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, to transgress, to go back, yes. Yes, it's fine.
Did you look it up?
No.
Let's see. Let's see.
On to this transgress.
Day on, to like, today on Is Katrina Using English Properly? transgress. What did you say you thought it meant?
To go backwards, to reverse, to revert back to.
No. Incorrect.
What's the word I'm thinking then?
Verb. Infringe or go beyond the bounds of a moral principle or other established standard of behavior.
Okay, so what's the word? Oh, regress. There we go.
There you go.
Yep, got it.
Why is regress? Because that seems like
you're
just like.
That's what you do again.
That's like, yeah, that's like after you've gone back, you would then regress.
But hold on. English language has made so much sense for so long, though.
Degress.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what we were thinking.
Oh. We're always English wrong.
Transgress sounds like what, like, if a bunch of transgender people built, like, a spacecraft, that's what it would do when it landed on water. The trans ship is transgressing. Yeah. Then, like, some sort of, like, trans a plank would come out. Trans planking. Trans ramping.
Like, those sound like yoga moves for transgender people.
Everything's just going to have trans in front of it. It's like Smurf, but trans in the trans world. Welcome to the trans library. Can we trans offer you any trans thing?
That seems like too many, but keep going.
No, you know, Smurfs was also very dumb, so.
Why was it so cute, though? Like I think of it, and I think fondly of it.
I would like to see, in Smurfs, like, you could probably just easily make a meme where you just have, like, a Smurf, and maybe they did this once, but then you have, like, a green Smurf or a purple Smurf next to him.
Oh, purple
and then,
Smurf isn't too far from blue, too, so.
You have to mix it with the red. There is room. We need to bring the Smurfs back, but with color commentary, literally. Like, racial. It's like the. Mm-hmm. It's like every show ever mixed together. You know how the Chappelle Show and other shows, they write because they can make fun of a certain demographic. Well,
yes, so good.
Now the Smurfs are every demographic and none. We should bring the Smurfs back.
Yes, and then you can use the Smurfs for like comedic fodder. Yes, precisely.
Literally, one of the Smurfs' jobs could be a sports color commentator. And he's just he just commentates the whole
series. Because basically, you're calling the Smurfs like neutral ground. So anything they comment on, nobody can be mad because they're even like a particular color. That's
and
real.
you can mix up some of the stereotypes. Like the yellow guy is actually the black guy. So then people will be confused.
That's so awesome! And so it's you get like, the yellow the guy coming that in. Can all be mad all are like avatars.
Yeah, and then you also just transpose transgress a couple of features from one to the other, like for like the let's see, the yellow Smurfs are black and they're good with money. Ah. See, I haven't offended anybody here, have I? I don't think.
No. You can't.
Well, when it's written, I won't, because it'll be so damned confusing.
I know. And when we take your voice out of it, that has obviously been towards racism.
Take my voice out and my name off of it, and any bit of my presence away from it, because
then
like
it can't be anything. Yeah.
I'll be like what's his nose, that racist NBA owner. Team owner, where it's just like I just get led away, like quietly, like okay, just move away from the controversy you created.
Yeah.
I just wandered into the kitchen and created a massive controversy, like setting a bunch of towels on fire.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And just being like gently chided away, just okay.
Yeah, like
okay,
everything
Grandpa.
You do is quiet but still violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quiet and in the corner, and then by the time I've wandered or been led away, that's when like it really catches and everyone's got to go fix it, but I'm scot-free because I've just wandered off and I'm napping somewhere.
You do.
In a chair.
You do nap like a pro, and I got to tell you, I think I'm the pro of 20-minute cat naps. Like it takes 25 minutes because I give myself a couple minutes in and out. But, like, man, can I own the shit?
It would be embarrassing if you were bad at cat naps. You should get a shirt that says cat nap, spelled, you know, with K.
Oh, the other day. Okay, so you know.
Cat nap. And then it says KKK cat nap.
Just pictures of me napping. Well, then the other day.
Racist cats.
I know you're going to know immediately where I'm going with this one. But, okay, so you know how the nickname for a CrossFit gym is a box, and I'm like, hey, when I go work out, I go to my cat box. And I poop in there.
Yeah, they should call it an altar.
A what?
An altar. They should call those things altars.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the CrossFit and the Jesus references, yeah. And then the fact that it's like a cult.
There,
cult fit, and that's the altar.
Cult fit.
You're gonna alter your cells so that they're not such pussies, and we're gonna kick your ass so that it has four parts instead of two, and then later we're gonna work on eight, and we're gonna do a set of eight ass squats, and you're not gonna be such a douchebag when you get out of here. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
It's rock. Like, I've got this clock. Look at it. Just look at the clock most of the time. As a matter of fact, if you feel yourself not looking at the clock, then stop doing what you're doing.
And look
back at the clock.
Well,
the clock
there actually
is
a
important.
Video. There's a video that someone did where it was like CrossFit and it's all about the cross and like it's kind of cheeky and cute. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a stretch.
Okay.
I had a stretch.
Did you? I did that earlier today. I got my coffee at the coffee house so that I would be caffeinated. Triple caffeinated.
Oh my god.
And I turned around so that no one could see my crazy face stretch. I only faced the wall. And then I did this stretch and I was like...
and then there was like somehow a camera on the wall. So your face stretch was broadcast on the other wall.
Okay, so I would never purposefully want someone to catch that face of me when I have faces like that. But if it happened, I would be so joyous because I think those are the funniest faces.
That was
like
my idea.
Like, if I was caught unawares, then I would completely embrace it, yes.
If I ever got married, which won't happen probably, okay. Is to create, you know how
like
they create those like...
It's for you to like use to get somewhere else.
No, I could do better than that.
Oh, okay.
If Camerico never was a thing, oh my God, I just depressed myself. I would make one of those like picture boards of myself, but it would be of all those pictures.
Yeah.
All the worst ones, you know, because everyone, like, people do that. They'll put it up there and be like, oh, look, these are all the nice memories of our lives independently. And then the joy that was created when our lives intermingled and all our smiling, stupid faces. And then there's that kid that forced us to marry each other 9 months later. We love him, too, is what we say. Vision boards.
Oh my gosh, you'd have some good ones, like the one I posted for Siblings Day, the one where you're in the pool and got goggles.
Yeah, exactly.
On.
Stuff like that. All the. And then other people's faces too, just randomly.
No, you can put other people's faces in there. They don't care.
They better not.
There's no copyright laws on your faces.
This is my day. You can't make it about you. So, yeah, I'll just put like Kim Jong-un's face in there and other things like that. Just randomly. Just people who I think wouldn't want to be on there.
I like the one where they catch people sneezing. Those are good pictures.
That's good stuff.
Because it's the face right at, like, even while are pretty funny, you know, during the,
like the suck
part.
In.
Yeah,
like
the one where you're like, I can stare at those pictures, just flip through them. Oh, it's a good one.
That whole thing. That should probably just be how we do, one day, that should be how we do school picks, or maybe we could do, like, create a company that does it specifically that way, where it's like, we have an inert, don't worry, it won't leave any lasting effects, but we have an inert powder that we will blast into your face.
It has no neurological side effects.
No lasting effects. It will just disrupt your nasal passages
temporarily
for just a moment and generate what's commonly known as a sneeze.
A sneeze. The funny thing is, the photographers here for school pictures, for some reason, they come in the fall and they come in the spring. They do it twice. And I think that's hilarious.
Actually, that would be awesome if there was like a photography company that did just specialize in like scaring people and making them sneeze and
or
making them really sad.
So good.
Making
and
them
you
very
have a
sad, like telling
camera,
them
so you
something.
You can pick the best one. Yeah.
Telling them something upsetting, like very personal that no one else knows,
yeah,
and then you get that worried
it.
Look, like after it's like, like that's sweaty.
Yeah, you put people in alphabetical order and then like vary it so it's mixed up, yeah.
And then every now and then just a normal photo, just nothing. So then when the yearbooks come out, it's just a bizarre melange of human emotion.
I think it's more interesting. Sorry, it just is. And then you could submit a picture where you look super good next to it. So just in case. Like,
no.
Vetoed. In the other one.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can make all the pictures have, they like spin in the book and then you have both sides. You have your good one and your bad one. This is going to be a lot of production.
It's like, going to be like $1,000 yearbook.
Here's my idea. If we're not going to make as many books, let's make the remaining books more complicated and expensive and fancier and more features, interactiveness.
Oh.
These books are going to have to keep up with interfaces, okay?
Like Harry Potter.
More pop-ups, more spinning, more lighting. More light ups things.
Oh, always more lighting, yeah.
Scratch and sniffs.
Scratch and
compartments for food.
Oh, like the scratch and sniffs
like,
that always smell, like even
like
after
my
years.
And like my Advent contracts. We could have Advent books with candies and chocolates in them just to keep people entertained, you know.
It's kind of like adult toddler busy books.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but who's ever read a book? I mean, God,
read a book?
You open it, usually it just slices open your fingers and you start bleeding.
Time.
Usually, like, 9 times out of 10, when I open a book, I cut myself so badly, I have to go tend to my wounds, and then I completely forget about the book, like, at all. So, I'm sure most people experience the same problems, and that's why illiteracy is the number one excellent
problem
thing after pizza that we have.
Well, okay, so the fact that they take two pictures, Wyatt's friend Grady has figured it out. His first one is his good one, and then the second one, he totally goes for it. Like, complete, you know.
He blue steals it.
Yeah, he does. He'll do the one where he, like, cocks his head to the side, and then, like.
They get two pictures?
Yeah, they get one in the spring, or one in the fall, and one in the spring. So he does, the first one is fine, and then the second one, he just totally launches anything.
He grows out a mullet.
Yep, he and Wyatt, like, they want to, like, each year do, like, like wear like a crazy outfit, like a wild outfit, and pose for that one. I think that's amazing. Or like the teachers that wear the exact same outfit every year. You know, like that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just to see how they age. Sadly,
I would try to perfectly recreate the photo each time, but get like more each time. Like it's like
yes, like no, like spot the difference. Yeah.
Well, no, it's a little bit more just like set. Like I get a little shinier. My lips are a little bit more pursed. I look a little bit more, a little bit angrier from another year gone by. Maybe just an extra hair out of place each year, but just you can tell I'm trying to get better, but I'm slowly getting shinier and angrier. As a lot of people do. I think a lot of people in their pursuit
like to, admit,
to become zen and better, more passive people, they actually end up becoming angrier and more controlling. It's fun
okay,
to watch.
Okay, but that's not far from the truth. People
that's
become
why
so
I said
stubborn
it.
And hardened.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, politicians and the like, and the people who, if you look at their track records, it's just a trail of tears.
It's just a giant running track.
Yeah, it's a treadmill of tears.
Oh, it just never.
That's
stops.
Not sweat. There's just a guy standing on one rail of the treadmill, crying into it. And so going nowhere, and the tears are getting flung back on other people patronizing. Oh. The gymnasium of opinion.
Because like sweat can be stinky because of like what you, and you leak sweat. So, but why is sweat stinky, but like tears aren't stinky?
Maybe they are.
Salt?
What if somebody cried as much as they sweat, you know, such that their shirt was cleaving to their bosom?
Oh.
And then but then if there was that many tears, maybe there would be like a T.O. You know, a tear odor. Mm-hmm. Got some wicked T.O., bro. You coming out of that therapy room with some T.O. Did you have a massive sesh? Did you lift some heavy emotions in there, bro? Did you get some weight off your shoulders, bro? Did you get it onto your shoulders? You get some lift, bro? Did you pump?
You
T.O., bro, up top.
That's all. It'd be funny if people treated people as they came out of a therapist's office like that.
Nice sesh, bro. You looking hella jacked. You get a pump? Did you get a sweet emotional pump? You looking hella emo, bro.
You're looking real swole emotionally.
Yeah. Your eyes looking super puff, bro. Did you get some good swole tears going?
Super swole.
Nice. Go hit the gym.
Did you get your protein
off.
In?
Go have a cold shower. Go take a therapy shower. Hell yeah, bro. Max core, swole.
Go wash your face.
Hella.
And on that note...
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
Beside that note, written and stuck to that note...
And it lost its stickum because
you
stuck it on too many things.
That note wrapped around a broom handle.
With a rubber band.
Yep. And then kept there as a good luck charm for all the floors that broom... cleans.
Mm-hmm.
When you sweep the floor, mm-hmm. are you sweeping the floor or are you sweeping the dirt?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Mind equals blown.
3, 2, 1.
Yes.